is it in Spain? Tell us.
Yeah, in fact, I remember that I was speaking about the assemblies and about how they were making the decisions. So the point is that, imagine how incredible it was to see people from many different places, from many different ages, people that you already knew because they were working in different social movements, but people that they were totally new. So we were all there working by consensus. This means really horizontal and real democracy, and making decisions about everything. How to build a new tent, how to work on the garden, how to prepare the next action in the banks, how to, which is going to be the next message to the government. Plenty of different things, and all this it happens like this, organization, and really, really fast. Imagine every day there were like a general assembly of about 3 hours, and you were seated, knowing people, meeting people that it was definitely the first time that you see them, and everyone was agreeing. I don't know. It was fantastic, definitely. It was like a feeling that something strong was happening.
But do you feel like it was like something that happened there in a moment, or is something that it goes strengthen us to go far beyond what's there, the action? Because I mean, I can understand that when you feel 3,000 people around you, you come out with this great idea, but do you feel like that can go beyond of that?
Good question. Well, the first step, it was that one, in my opinion, and it must go beyond. It must. The point is how. Because, unfortunately, there have been like a lot of force to divide what was happening there, because it was something really new. Normally, our education and our way of living is like, okay, let's realize how different we are so we can be together. So this, it was totally different. It's like the contrary. And in fact, it was what transition says. Okay, it can change a bit, but this was, for me, the biggest example of transition.
Spontaneous
transition in another place.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened just in Spain, definitely. Just in 1 week, there were 650 camps all around the world. So imagine. And how it's going to work beyond this? So right now, for example, in every place it's working differently. It went in Barcelona, the city where I live. It decentralized a lot, so it went a lot to the different areas of the city, where right now there's like around 25 or even 30 different assemblies once a week in different areas. But many other projects are happening. For example, there's what we call La Marcha a Madrid, the walk to Madrid. And this is really beautiful, because imagine it's like from six different places of Spain, there's groups that they are walking for 1 month till Madrid, because Madrid, as you can know, is just in the center of the Iberian Peninsula. So people is walking from different areas, like in a radial drawing, till Madrid, stopping every day in one village, not big cities, just villages, to make an assembly and speak about what is happening in the villages, to take more people for the walk.
Wow.
So this is happening now. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
So imagine if here in England, well, in Britain, they start like six different walks from different corners of the island, and they just said, okay, let's finish in the center of the island, or in London, or wherever. So you every day are stopping in a different village, and villages where, as you can understand, the only thing that have arrived before, it was what the big media, the mass media, was showing to them, and it was different what it was really happening. So 100, 200, 300 people that is walking around Spain stops in your village that maybe it has 1,000 people just there in the football camp, and everyone starts to make a huge assembly, and this is massive, and this is happening now.
How are the media reporting it there?
So at the beginning, because the media, they really wanted to make like a wash of themselves. So they reported it in a not really, really bad way, like a bit friendly. Mostly after the huge incident in Barcelona, because the city hall of Barcelona wanted to, well, I don't know how to say it, but to take the people out of the...
To evict
the people of the square, because around at least the first month, around 200-300 people were sleeping every night there. It was like a small city. Look,
as illustrated by the map.
Look, this is the beginning of the garden. Later it was much bigger, but this is just at the beginning.
Yeah, I can imagine that the powers that be would be very upset about that.
Yeah. So
let's hope.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was very beautiful.
Wonderful.
And really cooperative, and everyone was helping the other. And we have kitchen, so everyone was bringing their own food.
It was very beautiful.
So
it's like the heart of the republic coming up again.
Yeah,
you know, like
it was something like that.
Coming out and flourishing again. And well,
so going back to the question about the media. For the first maybe 3 weeks, they weren't, I could say, objective, but they were more or less okay. Mostly after this incident.
But it's important to point out that when it started on the 15th of May,
yeah,
it was because the 22nd of May was the elections.
Yeah.
So that,
yeah,
that
this
was,
is
that
very
was
important.
The reason why it happened at that point in time.
Yeah.
And then it was leading up to the elections, and they were focusing on the elections and...
Yeah, it started because of the elections, but later we said, come on, let's continue. So we continue. If you want to speak more, please, because you speak better than me. Okay.
Come on.
So that incident on the 27th of May, is because they wanted
to move out
of the square, and... And because we were totally Pacific, but they were quite hard against us, more than like 100 injured people, I think 130, something like that.
Including with rubber bullets.
Yeah.
Rubber bullets.
Yeah. But really, really, but, I mean, there were like four of them, they were very, very bad on the hospital, but really, really bad. And so after that incident, that it was, come on, they can lie about this. They can try to hide a little bit what happened, but not so much. So this make us even stronger.
Mm. What about the thing that happened with the Madrid TV when they were saying about the police with the pictures from Greece?
This is crazy. This happened later because the media that. You know perfectly that when we speak about media, we speak about government, and we speak about big companies, and it all goes together. Okay, this is very important to be aware of this. So, because in this case, just in Catalonia, they wanted to approve a new law that it was like a huge cut of social benefits, welfare. So, the media. They changed completely the way of behave, and when we wanted to make a very important manifestation, but always peaceful.
Demonstration,
thank you very much. So, so they changed completely, and they draw us like if we were really violent. So what happened that plenty of people around Spain are in many other places because they just saw that They just watched that. They thought that we were violent, but it wasn't like this. In fact, there were plenty of infiltrated people.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But it's amazing what happened there. And since that moment, the media is really, really against us. We could say like this, yeah. And speaking about that case in Madrid, that's amazing. It's like that incident. It was the 15th of June in Barcelona, because they wanted to pass that law, etc. In the television, in the Madrid television, they put a picture of Greece that somebody was with a, if I remember properly, with a Molotov cocktail. Like this, you know, like wanted to throw that cocktail Molotov, and a police with a, well, a police there on the same picture. And they showed that picture if it could be Barcelona. But it was clearly Greece because, you know, the police was with the Greek. But they put this on the TV.
It said police.
Imagine them.
Written on his back in Greek letters.
Oh, imagine the manipulation.
That's so bad.
It's fucked up.
So plenty
that's
of things
actually,
like this in that
it's
moment.
Difficult.
It's so cheeky because what they were saying was that the police. Was that there's some violent demonstrators in the crowd had like kind of gone crazy and they're fighting the police and everything, whereas before everyone was very sort of pacifist and very quiet and everything. But what it was, apparently, I don't know the truth, but apparently what it was that some of the police, they were like secret agents that were planted in the crowds that went against the police on purpose, that was a way of breaking up the crowd.
Of course.
Because for ages, the police had been like really like... You know, we're not going to do anything, we're not going to get... And, like, some, like, weeks on end, I don't know how the police put up with it for so long, it was amazing, because in England, they would just, like, smash them to pieces in a couple of days.
Yeah, we have words here.
But wait, this is because what happened before in Plaza Catalunya, with more than 100 injured, where we were doing nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why, for the... I don't know, for the social vision, for the society...
The movement is weakening.
Yeah.
But the
so they needed like to show us like a violence in order to make these sorts of things.
But
so this is what happened. Like
it
happens in everywhere.
Yeah,
it's universal. I mean, it's nothing...
They need to make the rebels a difficult problem.
But the strategy was to... know, shift public opinion, because there was and it's very important to state, there was massive public support for this movement.
75% or even more
was agreeing with the movement.
Yeah, was agreeing
with everybody, all sorts of people.
But that's
all
why
different
what
walks
you need
life.
To do, I mean, what you need to do. I'm not saying what anyone needs to do, but I think that it can be very helpful if the groups, they start to move in a little parts into small communities, making actions, but they are positive actions for the community, like saying, okay, you have a broken garden and we're going to clean up the garden and we're going to plant something.
That's good.
And you just sign it up. It's like, okay, we've done it. You know, it's like we're cleaning, and that it's going to give another positive vision of what it is, the action that what you're doing is just trying to make
then,
it change.
But then you can give someone a fish. What is that expression? You've got to teach them how to fish.
Yeah.
So there's no point you going and cleaning up their garden. You've got to give them the tools and teach them how to clean their own
garden.
But you
do that. Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that's
you clean the garden with the action of understanding that they can be in charge of the garden.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like get involved. We're going to help you to get like the democratic
power. Yeah, it's empowering people.
Oh, another one.
But it's interesting because it seems that after the violence, there'd been a lot of people saying, oh, I was with the indignados, with the indignant ones. I was with them. I supported them. But now that they're violent, because the media stirred up, I'm not anymore because I don't support it. This has always been a peaceful revolution, always from the very beginning. And what was the result in Barcelona? On the 19th of June, which was the big day of action, it was publicized very well, 250,000 people were in the streets of Barcelona. 250,000 people that haven't seen that level of support for anything since before the start of the war in Iraq in 2003. And it's growing.
It was massive. I mean, we were in Catalunya Square. Imagine, you have the map here. we were here. Okay. And look, all the demonstration was from here till here.
Right. Where, Catalonia?
Yeah, this
20-minute walk.
20 minutes walk.
From Plaza Catalonia to?
Till almost
Ciutadella.
Okay. So we were in Plaza Catalonia and we couldn't walk for more than 2 hours because all the way of demonstration it was full of people. Totally block of people everywhere. So it was like, okay, till the people of the end of the demonstration started to leave, so we couldn't start. It was like this.
What are the government saying?
Nothing. After that one?
Yeah, well, after all of this, what are they?
Nothing. Almost nothing. 10 seconds on the television, that's all.
But the funny thing was that over in the UK, there was almost no coverage whatsoever.
They talked about it on Facebook.
And people from
the internet.
People from everywhere. And do you know how beautiful it was to be that day or any other day and a very old, well, an elder people, an elder guy or an elder girl, well, woman, when they came to you and they were saying to you, you know, when I was fighting, for example, in May of 68, in May of 68, really, I was thinking that I could never live another kind of revolution like this one.
And here it is.
Please, thank you. Yeah. Thank you to let me live something like this again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Oh. It was like...
It's like an awakening. It's
you know, it's like, yeah, it's this, is this. It was like, wow, how beautiful is this?
I hope, I really hope that it's going to take the people, because I know that the stage of the summer in Spain is like a kind of a weird step, you know?
Mm.
Everyone get lazy, everyone get bothered and about nothing, going to the beach and get drunk.
You may as well sit in a square and protest, though, in the summer.
Probably the difficult situation in September with Greece and Spain is going to kick up again, and then people is going to get upset again, and maybe that... bring the people together, and I hope that it's going to keep like moving in a flow and making solutions.
I think
but not
so.
In a university. I mean, you know, we had a general strike last week.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know that.
But university.
Right. No, I got it.
Well, it's a, yeah, well, it was. It was about education, but then it was it was the what was amazing were people like the customs going on strike and civil servants going on strike. It's almost unheard of.
Oh.
But the interesting thing about that, there were lots of different demonstrations throughout the country. No violence. At the beginning of it, the media were saying how much this was going to disrupt the country. But because there was no backlash, there was nothing to report on how destructive it was. They actually said it's had no effect whatsoever. The country's not been affected, as if to say it's been completely ineffective doing it. And so, whatever people do, the media will always either make it bigger or make it smaller. They never just say, wow, isn't that amazing for these people protesting?
It's funny because protest, it's related with breaking, destroying, and demonstrating in the back.
Can I look
some people can just do it sort of peacefully
Look, oye, me alegro mucho que hayáis traído el material.
So you bring all your...
Claro. In fact, we were thinking, why not? Maybe we can have like 5-10 minutes to explain this to other people.
I think that you should just put it like a...
Isn't there a board
for workshops?
There's board for self workshops.
Back in 5 minutes, okay?
Fun. There's a notice board to write.
I know. The only thing is that tomorrow at that time I have to be in another one.
I see.
Normally in another discussion, but.
Maybe in the evening.
What do you think? One thing. What do you think drove that to happen? Like, what was the catalyst? What made it begin? I mean, I know it's really
bad.
First of
all, really.
No, look. Look. One of the things is that which was the drop that made everything to start, but. This, it doesn't start because something's small. It's because, you know, you are living a very strong and hard situation. And many things are there. The economic situation in Spain is horrible. You know, look, for example, in Barcelona, there's around 80,000 flats totally empty, but at the same time, you are paying, like, families are paying the 50% of the wage just to pay the rent.
Yeah.
Look, or more than the 20% of the people is unemployed in Spain. 45 of the young people below 30 in Spain is unemployed. 45%.
That's mad.
But still, they show to the rest of the people that everything is fantastic.
So,
come on,
start?
People.
How did it actually start? What kind of catalyzed people to actually move?
The euro.
Yeah.
So I don't mean the economic. I mean, what got the people actually moving to begin with? What was the day?
He said just before it was for the local elections.
One of the things people are talking about is. Basically, in Spain, like Spain is only out of fascism since 1978.
Yeah.
We have to remember that in the late 70s they were doing their hands up, Sieg Heil type salutes.
I lived there then, yeah.
No? So the democracy project is up and running in only, 34 years. Maybe some argue it's not running very well, okay? This movement has been called the Democracy Real, yeah, which is like real democracy now.
That's what I've got on my Facebook. That's why I know about it, because I've got that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But as I say, it's not in the media, not in the general media.
So, look, at the beginning, they said is, okay, now we have the elections, so... let's demonstrate to the people that we don't agree at all with this kind of democracy, where there's just two big parties that they make absolutely the same, and come on, they can do whatever they want, but still they're going to be
playing like kids.
Okay,
you do worse than me.
Yeah. So something that started like this with this mostly this message. Okay. 2 days after the election, and now what we do?
Oh, sorry.
Come on, let's continue, no? Okay, so like this. Somebody started to go first of all in the Plaza del Sol in Madrid, which was like the center of everything, and. And somebody decided to sleep there, like a sort of demonstration.
And was someone or a group or something that decided to go?
I don't know who. I mean, I wasn't the first night. I wasn't there.
But it's also interesting because it's not like this came out of the blue. Like North Africa, for example, the middle of the square of Plaza Catalunya, there was 3 points. One was Iceland. The other was Tahrir, like Cairo. This, like the top. If you're at the bottom of Spain, you can see Africa.
Yeah.
We're that close to Africa. It seems like a natural next step for this North African idea to spread.
Didn't it? And it's been moving throughout. And then Greece, and then you've got Syria, but Syria is a completely different situation because they've just completely oppressed and massacred, really. But so,
It's like this.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's a very different country, Spain and Egypt, for example, and the situations are very different. But still, people can't continue like this.
And it is happening in Britain as well.
Greece, they are much stronger than us. In Greece, they have the balls, you know, like. It's impressive what is happening there.
And upsetness at the same time. It's like it's the image outside. It's like they're not doing anything. That's the point.
That's
you know? And funny they are, you know. But the thing is, like, you don't see they're not getting too organized. And what you have, it's like, of course.
But they're really organized.
They are. That's great. Though.
But you're not seeing what's like. You know, we had a big demonstration in March of a union, and it was massive, really massive march and protest in London. And from that, little groups have evolved of people's assemblies, and they're constantly in London. There's a constant camp set up in London. But what do you hear about it? You don't hear anything about it.
and it is smaller than the in. But what I'm saying is that it's having a knock-on effect throughout the world, and yeah, but the stuff's happened in America, but you don't hear about that. Either.
Yeah, but you know what the butterfly effect is? So it's like something in a very small scale. It can really change the whole system.
Of course.
So I really want to be optimistic, and I feel that something like this is happening right now.
Yeah, well,
it is happening. That's it. It's happening.
I really
think that it needs to have a body and a head.
Huh?
It needs to have a body and a head, you know, because sometimes I see many bodies shaking because the anger of the situation,
yeah,
with no head.
It needs a bit
and
of organization.
I see many heads with no body, you know? So it needs to get more solidified in one way, I have the impression.
I agree, but the point is that it goes so fast that it's quite difficult to control something like this. You don't know what's going to happen next.
But it's another interesting point, though, is that there's been some people are calling democracy 2.0. When you look at, especially with transition, one of the reasons why transition has grown is because of how Web 2.0 has come about. Well, the first was just you consume, you check your information. The next was you start putting in your information, you start communicating with each other. That enables ideas to spread virally, to communities start to form, etc., etc. That's been really, I think, one of the keys of how transition has just sparked and grown so big, so greatly, so quickly. One of the arguments is that, okay, the democratic system, especially in Spain's context, is maybe actually something far more interesting and better can take its place, something far more participative. Spain has had a history of very participative type democracy in the past, so they're aware of that. Part of their talk is about those things and saying now we've got the tools to really enable this, and a part of the decision making processes are the actual the forums or discussion points. They're partly in the real world, but they're also partly in the virtual world. There's like forums for all different topics in all the different neighborhoods, open forums, and that people, if they feel they want to go and talk there, so that they can go in and look more. So it's like, have we the intelligence to actually participate in a healthier, more intelligent way? Of course we have. You know? Do people want to? Well, if we don't, what? We leave it in the hands of these politicians, and what do? They leave us in the shit, and it's getting worse every day. No. People are in Spain are saying, ni casa, ni trabajo, ni miedo. No? No, neither work,
No home, no fear.
You know, it's got so bad that they've lost their fear.
Come on.
Yeah. That's how all the revolutions are being triggered, you know. When you have nothing to lose, it's when you just get out of the door and you say, okay, now let's play, you know. But probably I see that all these things that we're playing around, transition movement, degrowth movement, all of them will end up like a kind of solution or a structure, a possible option into what we're going to face
in
a short time. I mean, it's going to be in a couple of years.
Yeah, but the people of the degrowth movement, the people of the transition movement, and many other social movements in Barcelona, they're all inside there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, we are all working together.
Yeah. That's,
with many other people that is the first time that they make something in this.
Yeah, because always it's been like a kind of conflict.
Yeah.
You know, your theory is going this way, no, my theory is going that way.
We are all in the same pot. Let's have a theory of this planet, you know, that's all it needs. It's very simple, isn't it? I know someone's talking about being settled and nomadic, but if you see the Earth as your home, you're not a nomad. You can go anywhere on this planet because it's your home, and you have a right to go anywhere. And that's all we need, is that theory of anywhere.
I would like you all to see.
We have really, we got stuck
on difficult places.
Míralo tú porque el resto no lo tiene. ¿Cómo está organizada la plaza?
We definitely got stuck somewhere along the way. I don't know. It's material.
Y esto es luego creció más y evolucionó más. Esto es al cabo de una semana, más o menos.
You don't understand. You have to translate that.
Is that how it was when you were all camped in the plaza?
Yeah, but this was after 1 week. So later even evolved more.
Totally organized.
But it was like a city.
On his own, and nobody said, okay, this is what we need.
So
it was amazing. Kitchen, healthcare, there were, you know, houses on the trees, people sleeping on the trees. It was amazing. We had a garden, we had people that always everything was very clean.
It's also important because some in the culture of Spain, there's the go to the square, go to the city, or Batallón. And it was big at the start. Now the big Batallón is like, let's go and have a drinking session or something like that. It was like Batallón no es revolución. No, but drinking session is not revolution. It was like we're here to change the system.
Yeah.
We're not here to just sit around and get pissed.
No,
it's
a big shift in Spanish culture.
Well, it has to be a big shift in any culture. What are you on about?
Sorry. Drinking, it's something very cultural. It's really in our blood.
Drink on the street
is. It is in English culture.
Yeah, but for you on the pub. Not on the street.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So much
these, what we're saying now, this is like in Spain.
No, you're just more open and honest about it. We have to stay behind closed doors.
That's okay. Because it's cold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's wet.
Yeah,
it's
cold.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Very true. Very true.
For sure, that's the answer.
It's just part of
mankind
drinking.
Yeah, so this is more or less...
Suppression. But it's interesting, I think, the media, the reaction of the British media about all of this, because as far as I can see, the British media had virtually no coverage of what was going on. But there was day-to-day coverage of what was going on in Greece.
Greece, yeah, still is.
And my question is why?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Because it's
it
not about what is going on in Greece,
exactly.
It's about the economy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about the economy.
Yeah. It's about the credit, it's about the loans,
about the things,
but mostly German banks, you know. It's about this.
Yeah.
It's about the euro, about Europe.
Yeah.
But it's true, why isn't the British press coming? Because the British press, I mean, they love all these stories. They love seeing revolution and people on the streets. And, you know, they've actually relished, haven't they, the kind of Arab Spring and the whole thing.
But not if it's successful, they don't like it. They don't like it.
It's not Europe.
Spain is
they only like it if it's violent. They only like it if it's violent.
But then with the...
Sensational.
The Guardian had some decent coverage.
Yes,
not stuff that it was maybe appearing in its printed newspaper, but some very good films covering. I know one covered like a woman and her kid who are facing difficulties because of the crisis. Another a fireman, and some other dude. So basically, just three normal people's lives. And why are they going out on June 19th? Why are they gone? And it covered their whole day, what they were doing, how their life has been affected. So there was a bit.